We have found ourselves in a difficult position. Genuine was not aware of the ownership rights that was registered over 10 years ago in relation to Limerick United, because I suppose in my time here, I've never heard any reference in that regard to Limerick United or ever seen that operating. So we've made an honest error and we've apologised for that. And we have basically desisted from using that name, Limerick United. So in order to keep the hopes and ambitions alive for League of Ireland underage soccer here and the development of the Eastern Academy, we have moved very quickly to Treaty United. And we've advised the FAI accordingly, and we are now waiting for their response.
And I suppose, Con, you've been put in that uncompromising position so soon towards the start of the season when the buzz should be there about what's going to happen on the pitch. And you've recruited coaches, you've recruited players. It's kind of put all that on a little bit of a back burner at the moment, because obviously the FAI still need to approve this. And you're very wary that that's just another step that has to be taken to get where you want to go here.
Yeah, I mean, when we went public there a couple of weeks ago, we thought we had crossed all these hurdles. And as a consequence then, I suppose I was facing legal action over the last number of days based on the use of Limerick United. And I say that was an error. We have apologised, we've walked away from that, and we are up against serious timelines here. But we have the coaches in place. We have all the young girls and lads actually signed up. There's an excitement about where this can go, but we have to be patient now once again, and we have to hold our nerve here because we are doing the right thing. I expect others who are involved in football to do the right thing.
Con, in your former role as Limerick City and County Council CEO, you would have realised how important brand identity is. A brilliant unveiling of the new Limerick brand this week. And you look at the other end of the spectrum and what now is a PR disaster with going out with the Limerick United name without realising that there had already been somebody taking that name. But for you, the key message is here. Yes, we've made a mistake. Yes, we're putting our hands up. But everything else remains the same. You're driving on with improving soccer in the region from grassroots up. And you start that in the National League campaigns, which get underway in a couple of weeks. And you need to be excited about that too.
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, we are on a path here. As I say, as I said on that particular day, this is about unifying Limerick, not dividing it. And I want everybody to come on board here to try and do the right thing. But our focus is on the youth. Our focus is sustainable growth of League of Ireland soccer in Limerick and the Midwest, with a view to getting back into the proper leagues in terms of opportunity for those young people who have the ambition and have the hope, and we want to give them that path.
You've obviously been engaging with the FAI, Con, and some people, you know, say maybe we should be engaging with the owners of Limerick FC about an amalgamation. Is there any common ground there, or is it a matter of there's been no approach because right now you even don't know whether you're caught between a rock or a hard place?
Yeah, I suppose I've read some of the stuff in the press and I haven't engaged, Mike. And I know there was a reach out prior to our press conference to meet, and I had agreed to do that, actually. And then I discovered there was a High Court case happening at the same time, as I wasn't aware of. And the advice that I received was, don't engage. It's a new path. That's a separate matter. And I advised the parties concerned that, look, I can't engage until such time as all the court issues are out of the way. And I thought that was fair. And I suppose the only other correspondence I received in the last number of days was the threat of legal action. So I want to do the right thing. I don't want disputes. That's not good for Limerick. And it's not good for football. I just want to ensure that we do what's right by the youth who want that opportunity. And in my view, it's time for a clean break. FAI are trying to do it. I think Limerick should do it too.
We've always maintained here at Live 95, it needs buy-in from absolutely all the stakeholders. I think you're getting a sense really quickly in your new position that it's difficult in Limerick, and I don't know how it can ever be resolved, but there does seem to be a divide amongst the way people think football should go forward, whether it's from the grassroots up or a strong senior team or junior soccer should be stronger. There isn't that joined up thinking at the moment. Is that the sense that you're getting as well?
Well, I suppose I've started to reach out, Mike. I mean, I spoke to the local district league. I've reached out to Desmond and indeed the county at this stage with a view to sitting down and discussing what that path should be. I do accept that there is a lot of diversity here in Limerick, but having said that, there is an absolute strength behind the purpose of developing soccer in Limerick. And I think there's the common ground. And I think if we all sit down and actually find a mechanism to talk it through, it's going to take time. It's going to take a bit of patience. It's not going to happen overnight. But unless we do that, we'll never get across the problems you're describing, Mike. And we're more than willing to work with anybody to make sure that the pathway is correct for all.
And I think that's probably the most important and the most sustainable model to look at. Finally, Con, it's probably going to take 4 or 5 days now for the FAI to come back with something concrete. I know they're obviously processing applications as well regarding First Division licences. I presume you're still ultra confident that Treaty United will take their place in the National Underage League this season, and we expect no late hiccups, and finally we can start worrying about what's most important, and that's the kids getting on the pitch to enjoy themselves playing football.
Absolutely. As I said at the very early stage there, I expect people to do what's right here at national and local level, Mike.